For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side, looking just so good. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. I participate in McDonald's.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous walrus. The bulbous walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So now we're no longer getting fascinated by cops. We're getting fascinated by the real shit now.
Oh, man. Yo, man, I didn't see that one coming. I didn't see that one coming. It just came out of the blue.
So you're a young man. I'm thinking you're sexual, you know, famous, yeah. Making money. How are the girls treating you at that time?
No, it was La Sela, eh? I gotta say that.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Inda, what a mini, ladies and gentlemen. It is happening. Welcome to it. It's another episode of Podcast and Chill. And today I'm chilling with a freaking legend. Put some respect on his name. Speecher.
Dog.
Grand boy.
And the one, man.
Yes, it's been like how many years since I last saw you, bro?
Right, Joe.
10, 15?
Yeah. It must be much longer than that because I see you have a beard, both of us. I just remember back in the day, it was nothing like that. It was smooth. Yo, crazy days.
Yo, dude, because I remember you and Byron and Mandy, sir. You guys wanted me. You made me want to get on TV, bro.
You seriously came after us?
Yes.
You're right. I'm a legend.
Shit. I take myself for granted.
I think I came out during the CC.
Ah, yeah.
What's the white girl's name? Carly.
Carly.
Yes.
I was Cypher afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you guys were like the OGs, the originals.
No, we're the real celebrities.
Yeah.
No, I got to be like, There was no way you could have us on your, you wouldn't have any of our pictures because we're not doing, not those phones basing
yeah,
so
yeah.
You understand? It's like, mom, tell you funny camera now, oh yeah. And I remember when we started, I wasn't even Spiwe at the time because it was something called the Rainbow Starship. I was Khaba.
Khaba.
Yeah, there was Khaba, Blom, and Entley at the time. That's when Byron and I started.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago. And it was, I always tell the story. I couldn't speak English.
You kidding?
I'm state serious.
Yeah.
I went from the former school in the hood.
Yeah.
And I remember when we were at auditions and I was trying to, something was smelling very funny. And I was trying to say, my young sister was like, yes, what nuga. And I'm like, guys, can you hear what's smelling? I'm telling you, everyone's like, yeah? I'm like, no, but serious, can you hear what's smelling? People laughed at me, dog, for days. And I thought to myself, I'm not going to get into this TV thing.
Yeah.
If people can be so nasty. Because then people who started then, Bob and Mom model see, you know, you couldn't just get on TV. But I think the fact that I could do isiZulu and a bit of English sort of helped me get the job. I remember I had to do 27 takes of supercalifragilistic espialidocious. I'll never forget.
Yeah.
I never, ever forget that.
And who were you auditioning with your first Yo TV interviews? Was Mandisa there? Byron?
Mandisa and them. Byron, I started with. Mandisa came after. Mandisa and Shade came after. Because it was just the three of us. It was me, Byron, and Entley. But it was just taking too much of our schoolwork. And I remember when we were young, when Mandisa and Shade came, they came with, hey, for young boys sing.
Yeah.
That was like, hey, Mandisa Shade, I had it too. We used to always talk about your cup sizes. it was crazy. We were young, but me and Byron would look forward.
Are you working with Shade today? Are you working with Mandisa today?
Just because it was just so exciting to see girls with bigger
boobs. Yeah. And then I think, dude, because after you, I feel like a lot of Kasi guys then got a big break on TV. You know, I think after you, like, whoa, what's this guy's name, man? Lungsta.
Yeah.
You know, because he had that Kasi flavor with you, you know?
At first, I saw what happened at first is people wanted to speak English a certain way. It was cool to speak like, yo, period, no. I couldn't. It wasn't because Nzamukzenza are cool, but bengu, hey, man, girl, you know, you understand, you know, me, I love you, you know, but it wasn't put on. It was like that.
Yeah.
So I want to come to how we got to our Lungsta. So what happened was Byron's mom.
Lungile Khate.
Yeah, yes. Lungile Khate, yes.
Yes, those guys.
So Byron's mom and the agent that I had, the sort of, they would pick me up because I couldn't go to my traditional schools. So I was like, because I'm a Spana.
The apple doesn't feel far from the tree. This nigga's got five kids counting and counting.
And who said I'm dead?
No, so like they would pick me up on Fridays. Good, your phone. I'm like, with the white people, because black people laugh at me. So I felt more comfortable Namanga because they offered. So I remember this one time I'm at Byron's house and I'm made to speak English because they speak English. Kang Xiaomiang, blind like on my middle finger. Bam! I'm like, yo, this pain is paining. Byron's mom keeps following me, excruciating. I was about to say, attack, man. Like I'm in real pain. Yeah, he's still trying to teach me, and I'm like, oh, this pain is painful,
excruciating.
You know when you're gonna say, attack?
Do you know in this day and age, if there's social media back then, that would have been a meme, dude. That would have been trending.
Wow. Okay.
You know, like how all these things trend. Like, you know, what's the last thing that was trending? Some stupid shit that doesn't
follow.
Make sense.
I don't follow. I think.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But what I'm saying is, she helped me. You see, I respect those people. They helped me a lot to be this person that I am now. You know, I respect them so much. I mean, I miss Byron. By the time we figure out Mandisa, like I say, we used to make fun of them at the time because we didn't understand better. Now we know how to treat women. They're our sisters.
Are you still in contact with them?
Oh, well, not really. I mean, Mandisa's got five kids as well in the UK.
It's a race.
Yeah, she's married with five kids. Byron, where I'm born. Yeah, to be honest, because the last I had, he had a production company in the US.
Yeah. So. All right, cool. Listen, we'll get into your career shortly, but I want to find out, man. Let's get straight into the shits. What happened with Rhythm City, man?
No, it was time. I'm Vanangok Jelivara. That's one place I enjoyed working.
Yeah.
Okay, my best place in Spanungwe was Jammy Alley.
Okay,
fine. Let's put that out there. There'll never be a place like Jammy Alley. I mean, I was young enough, crazy enough. The show I had, Vimesh, was crazy enough. I had Nestam. But second to Jam Alley, Rhythm City was home. Rhythm City was dope. Rhythm City, they gave me the character Bash, and I could do anything with it. And for me to find Bash, I had to go to keep finding Pegamang. You know, those people have a man, but they get things happen.
Yeah.
And like the time I lang shasha. But eventually, my cocks was what I told.
Yeah.
you know, stories I lay, my cocks was what I told.
Yeah.
So I had to find that Bash in one of my uncles, and I played that character. I enjoyed that character, and even if I say so myself, I played that character. So
then why leave?
It's 10 years later.
So you think you outgrew the place?
Yeah. But also, it just felt like it was the right time to go. It's like, not so legini for so long. Man, just about time to I'm between the room and like, you the room for a bazool. You know what I mean? It's not that I couldn't do anything more about the character. It's just that the character has to grow. And I don't know if people are ready for that growth. You know, na my uncle, like I say, so. But I didn't want to be the one that plays the same thing over and over because you end up being typecast as well.
Yeah.
But also, Svumelene, I really think 10 years, it's been fun. I mean, but in every show I've done, I've stayed for long. I stayed 7 years on UTV. I stayed 6 years on Generations. And I stayed 10 years here. I think that's how I maintain being in the game. It's just that, are we comedy game? Are we delay game?
When you need to.
Yeah, when you need to. But you don't ever disrespect your craft.
Yeah, no, you can't, 100%.
And I really appreciate the spana na wego grand.
So you didn't get fired. It was an amicable decision.
No, it's just a grand. Like, we left properly. That's why spinning cars at the Avalon. No, there was no. It was really awesome. I'll tell you. Especially on this show, I'll tell you.
When did you realize, okay, shit, I got to move out of here, man?
It's been the past 3 years.
Yeah,
it's been coming, man. It's been coming. There's a show that we're busy with my wife in our company called Izigi.
Beautiful wife, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Up again.
Cup size.
No kidding. No, we had started building on the show. We're grooming the boys. We've got 5 boys.
Yeah.
So they've been pushing this whole thing of hashtag men are trash.
Okay.
And my wife looks at me and is like, Labafana so wakuliza kanjani. Like, you're already by trash. Like, wakuliza kanjani, and already they've been told that they're trash. So basically what they do is that they want to grow up and be that. So we realize that they've got this thing of take a girl child to school.
Okay.
We're busy grooming the girls, but we leave these boys, and these boys now, these girls must come back to the girls. And that's why I manage by bulalana, by ashana, manage that was a wazukshela, by a rapa. Because if you remember, I don't know how you grew up. It's a malako lecture with like Tanda when you were like 6, 7.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Oh, you are lucky. My dad was like, after kshayida, pa, pa, pa! And that was when you're going to school, you're so I knew to and that's a bishop.
Yeah.
But I mean, uncle is a grand. But I'm saying most kids don't grow up knowing good man, especially a machita. So our show is basically about seeing the life of the boys through our boys.
Oh.
But we go out there and we see, we find a guy, Ochuna grand is girl. I got totally bizarre because he doesn't know where to go.
Yeah.
Go to a 14-year-old guy. Who's in a family, we try to find someone to help through that. We help them through, but also we go to the black people, the young black people who are my age, your age, who have made it, but come from those type of situations where they're so good. So that we can all come back and adopt a brother, adopt a son, adopt a friend, so that we know how to talk to these brothers, these boys. So by the time we take them back to Wamantomas and I understand what's going on.
Yeah, you're raising men.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So basically now, my wife is basically on the show, the eyes of the women. We need umama at the end of the day. So why are we busy? Because once we learn Thomas and you've just killed someone's mom, someone's sister, someone's...
Hey, dude.
You understand? So we've been working on this for 3 years, but people are not, we're not seeing it like that because they're busy pushing hashtag men are trash, hashtag men are trash. And that's not helping. That's us. Should we come and we out, but I wonder the answer. You know what I mean? I mean, I like the initiative which now and I know to show we can do the right things by being men. This is dope.
Yeah.
You're pushing it without some white guy pushing you.
But white guys are welcome if they have money. You're welcome.
I'm not saying we're not welcome. I mean, money is money, but I'm just saying.
We're open for business.
you know, they used to think that I'm a racist. Until this guy was a trosser, so rape him done. And now they're saying what? Hi, I'm a drugs, or I get normal. Maramagutak is like, what do you expect? You understand? You need to change that mentality.
How was your relationship with your dad? Because I remember, in as much as you got the OTV gig young, you were also a breadwinner at home.
Yeah. Yeah, still am. Motherfuckers don't want to work. Like our brothers that are chilling. My brothers are like, ah, man, Elias. No, it was dope. It was Tamala Mumfuni. Tamala is very Zulu. So at first, man, Kalu goes and my TV is like, Angas wins. I know. I'm to get the mind. I'm going to go over clear about the TV. I equal into Enza. Money started coming in. Dad's like, yeah. 7 Zaga Manja. I want to manage Umjali. And then there's a time when I was like, we're singing Spanish. I'm from Nuva. After, so cool. So I'm going to get in. So I'm going to get in. So I'm at Byron's place on weekends. I'm at my place during the week. Ah, Anton, Byron, I'm cheeky. Brian's like, no, Dad, go away. I don't want to talk to you right now. Bah! Closes the door. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing that at home. I'm definitely going to do that at home. I'm finding a place. And I've got this thing with Lomnyango Fawai.
Yeah. You know? Okay.
So I'm like, hi, Baba, I'm going to call you now. Bah! Dad's like, yeah. A man kicked the door down. No, mind you, the boys' room doesn't have a door.
Oh, God.
No, it was rough. But he tried to show me that it's your money, but it's my house.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of those things that would have helped. You know,
people don't understand that it's so tough being a child star, because in your journey, in as much as it's in the public eye, you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
No.
You have to learn as you go.
True.
You understand what I'm saying? Because there's no one to sit you down and say, okay, cool, this is how you handle this, this is how you do this, media, boom, boom, boom. You learn on the road, bruh. And then before you know it, you're 30 years old.
Exactly.
And you're still learning.
And you're still learning. And you still have these motherfuckers who look at you like, I'm not done it. You could let words. And you're like, I'm 38. Yeah. It's true though. People don't understand. You don't, it's like you're used to good boy Antoine Licot. Now so Pama Pizza and also was Ukrama. I'm a in the coming. I was gonna understand my wife. I was will spell, I mean, I'm a hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? People don't understand. You don't get taught how to deal with that situation. Mm. Now the worst thing with me was in the TV. Mm. And then ngapha itime la mo bishop. So I'm just supposed to be good.
Mm.
Like whether I'm sekasi or ngupi, I'm just supposed to be
so you've
good.
Got the media who perceives you this way.
Yeah.
You've got your dad who perceives you this way. And you're trying to find yourself as a young person.
As a young person
in this world.
In this world. And ngapha manje ufuna ukwazisa, but awukwazi ukuthi ube stoked kakhulu. What's to be stoked kakhulu? What the hell?
My speech winner was stoked.
No.
Speech is the original, the OG of stoutness.
It's the conception. I wonder when I or misconception. Well, I was a bit.
But the shit was crazy in Gemelli, dog. Let's be honest.
There was time. There's a time in your life. That's why they say you don't done everything you do in stages. Gemelli was crazy.
Dude, I can imagine. And I don't think people understand. Like, okay, right now, celebrities are so accessible, you know?
Yeah.
So to be a celebrity right now, it's not the same as 10 years ago.
No.
Like, when you're a celebrity 10 years ago, you were a celebrity.
No, don't listen to him. It was good as night. It was proper.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, no. I've got a selfie with him, whatever.
Yeah.
Donna then was like, yeah. And people would stop.
Yeah.
You know, people wouldn't invite you to their weddings because they know you'll take over.
Yeah.
But
explain how big Gemelli was.
Gemelli was you tell me how you used to run at 6:30. You were getting Gemelli, dog.
That's what I'm saying. People don't understand. Like, for you, I don't know who is equivalent to you being on Gemelli then, now, like in terms of fame wise. I don't know.
I am humbled now. I don't know what to say.
There's certain shows that just catapult your career or your status to another stratosphere that you cannot explain.
It did. And you know what's funny about how I got that job even was after Nimrod, they were looking to replace Nimrod. They had Joop Joop. They had Root Boy stayed a bit longer. That bad boy T, I'm shy, I'm paisis, and I. Hardy Thomas. they had this boy from Rotunda. Upoza. Upoza, I'm born Samasim, I'm sorry. I was supposed to do one, like, okay, we all had, I had to do 4 shows a day.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to do, as a guest presenter, you do one. Mm. I did the first one, then I'm like, came down, I was like, do you have more rhymes? Can you do another one? I'm like, yeah. You came to the right place. Mm. I enjoyed that show. And what I liked about it was you wrote your own script.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so whatever you open with, it's the stuff that you write.
Yeah.
They probably would write the questions for you now and then. But once you get used to the show, then you ask your own questions. But it was so much fun that Monge and SAPC already before you see the audience. Mm. Then they say to you, go to the audience, teach them what you want them to say. Yo, I remember... If there was this trending thing, Severy Babes would have been the most trending thing in the world because that thing was big. That Severy Babes, yo, Shamataful, yo, I love the show, bro. Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah,
it felt like it wouldn't end, but I think they messed it up. That's why it didn't end so well.
How old were you when you did Gemelli?
Sure, I was at a time where I was too young for your TV. I was too old for your TV, but too young for everything else. 2021.
Yeah, so I did 20, okay. 20, 20, 20. So now we're no longer getting fascinated by cups. We're getting fascinated by the real shit now.
Oh, man. Yo, man, I didn't see that one coming. I didn't see that one coming. It just came out of the blue.
So you're a young man. I'm thinking you're sexual, you know, famous, yeah, making money. How are the girls treating you at that time?
No, it was Lahlela, eh? I gotta say that. My wife, this is way before your time. And you know this. No, it was Lahlela. It was, I think it was too easy.
Yeah.
With girls galore, man. Dude. Especially for Miss Jamie Ely. Mm. But my thing was, never promise umntana abantu ukuthi uzomfaka ku Miss Jamie Ely. That I couldn't do. But there were just those who would be like, just ukubonwa nje nawe, you know?
It was like a blue tick.
Yeah, Joe. And I remember we used to have... yeah, I'm finding keep it says in it was some group back in the day called Infinity Players.
Yeah.
Mcgee, my wife is here. Couldn't we shoot this thing somewhere else?
No, man. She doesn't mind.
It was, those guys didn't, we had something called a black book where you wouldn't be seen with the same girl twice. Mm. Yeah, like... Yeah.
Wait, how does that work?
No, like once we've been there, this time it's over. Like that's it. And that way I was good to
see. And who was part of the black book? I mean, who was part of the players club, whatever it's called?
Yo.
It was you, Nimrod, Bad Boy T. Choop choop.
Nana. You're still my manager. You can stop me at any time. Yeah. All I can say was all the bad boys were part of that.
Wow.
Our kingdom.
Mm.
The tubes in them.
Would you ever like smash one of the contestants?
No. Mm. No. That's what I'm saying. That's where we drew the line. Mm. Between umsebenzi nabantu zenabo umsebenzi. That's why I think sometimes now people don't respect their craft.
Yeah.
You see, yeah. You need to understand that this person is a contestant. This person needs this TV that they're going to win. They need this Jam Ely chocolate.
Mm.
They need this money, this little money they're going to get. Mm. You cannot mess with that. That's where people get it wrong. It's fine. People were having fun, but I mean, the age, it was the right age to do that.
Yeah.
But don't bring that to work.
How many girls would you smash in a week? At your heyday, primetime, Jam Ely, speech, Jam Blaster next to you.
I don't recall.
Yeah.
I'm smothering you on that.
But did you ever get in love during that time?
Yeah.
But how would you tell this is a groupie, this is someone who really digs me?
You couldn't tell because you weren't looking for love.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It was also a boy's thing at the time, which is katsok lala. When I eventually did fall in love, I got hurt badly.
Is it?
Yeah.
By who? Is she famous?
Yeah.
You lie. Mandisa.
You crazy.
Mandy's already messed me up with the titties a long time ago. As a grown man now.
Who was it though?
Nanang Bajel. No.
Vinolia. Take a sip if I'm right, dog. She's still famous right now.
Yeah, she's on something. I just saw her on TV now. Is it Giani or something?
Please tell us.
You should actually get Vinola on the show.
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah. I don't know how to contact her, man. Actually, I'd love to.
I'm going
to
try and help you get her. Please, she's still man. Crazy. You know, that woman was crazy and she's a fantastic person.
Tell me crazy Vimesh story.
Don't ask. I like being a legend, dog. I don't want to be a snitch. I like the word legend behind my name. I don't want snitch behind my name. Can I just not? For real. Just, there is Like the stories, there's a lot of stories. Mm. I said, I'm talent, but let's give him respect. At least she'll tell you though.
Yeah.
What I'll do is I'll promise to help you get her on the show.
Okay. Mara, when she walked in, because I never went to actually Jemele's studio, funny enough. Yeah. But when she walked in, she had that aura.
And I remember back then she was she had just gotten a big sponsor, Tata Electrowise, what. So
she had influence.
She was it. Mm. Now there was this confusing thing because she was in Generations at the time looking good and as Bambile. And then Mambona Ragu Jemele Asanya Vie. And you know, as a young man, I couldn't, I gotta say, I'm sorry, Nana. There was a time where I thought of her in a different way. Like, you know, if she could say Tata, I wouldn't say no. You know, she was V mash.
Yeah.
If she wanted to mash on me, I'd be like, yeah, I'll be the V on the mash.
Now we know why you're 5 years, my nigga.
I know it. Now we know why you're 5 kids.
Are there any other famous chicks that you're with that you can disclose?
What are you doing? What's the nigga doing?
You gotta own that shit, dog. You gotta own that shit. You were the shit, my nigga. I think you don't understand. People gotta know.
This guy, Nana. I'm moving inside. Young far, right there. All I can say, I'm actually gonna say it.
Yeah.
Shota, okay, you know, your wife, Ubuyeza Ndlinzami, so as you can see, I gave you a good wife after me. Pumeza, Shota's wife.
Oh, yeah, Pumeza. She's a flame.
So, yeah, she's good people. So I'm just saying, Shota, don't just know I left you something. I didn't take it all. One love still though, yeah.
Hey, yeah. What's that song? Number PM, number Bluetooth. What's that shorter song?
What?
Saint Cartel.
So hey man.
Anyway.
Marling forget HIV. Nana. Let's
go to Generations now.
Yeah.
How different is it from Jemele, because that's also huge, man. That's a big platform.
Generations was exactly that. It was different. And the fact that I had to act someone so different from me was awesome. I mean, I acted a very serious guy. I mean, Uzamani was a guy who would not even be on your show.
Was there a black book in Generations?
Yeah. Nah. No, being I said, I'd outgrown a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But also, I'd seen a lot of people. Which, once you're at the fake top, there's a lot of fake people.
Hey! Boss!
They're everywhere.
You used to roll with an entourage, my nigga.
There were people who were lying to my face. Yeah, I remember I played rugby with your Jeppy boys.
Yeah.
I never went to any multiracial school. I never played rugby. And I'm out to look at this guy. I'm like, yeah,
yo.
Like, you know what I mean? People, and there's a lot of, and manje ba bayane, and everybody knew, and you have one good, okay, you're the man, you're like, man, pokale out, you know, like, what's going to happen? Let me just let him be. So there was a lot of fakeness that when I got on two Generations, I started doing music now with my cash. So there was a thing of, I'm not just a celebrity now. I'm elevated. Because, you know, like, we're going to scheme some celebrity. I was hanging with the Mendozas, the Makashes, the real crews.
What were you guys talking about at that time, bro?
I'm more crazy about music, we're crazy about music, and especially putting a stamp. I wanted Kwaito to be the hip-hop.
Because...
Kwaito had taken over, but people didn't know where to put it.
What, didn't it drive you crazy? Like, Ntwana is a kasi, man, now you chilling with Mandoza, dog.
Yeah.
You got him on WhatsApp.
No WhatsApp then. I wonder what it would have been like now. I remember what the guys used to do sometimes, because I need to know, like, I'm a musician, like from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they got gigs.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, wena bangifonela but tana singanga ngaphandle SABC bafuna lunch because we used to get free food. Mm-hmm. So it was just that type of thing that also got out of line at some point.
How? What do you mean?
No, man. We sisaphuma endleleni kancane. We started drinking too much. We thought we were bigger than the game. And that's when...
And you know what's crazy? At that time, you think it's not going to end this thing.
Bani, I think that's where you think, I'm me, that's it. Don't see anything else. It's just me and the highway. Yeah. And I think that's when I took my first big bump, you know.
Mm.
Generations, I'll tell you straight. Generations, I was fired, dog. Mm. I was fired. And because I was young enough. And after that, I lost a lot of things.
You lost.
To move back home.
Shit.
Machi don't come, but now I'm a man. I'm a man when you think I'm a keep. You know, it was rough.
Were you embarrassed at that time?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
At the name was Bicing. Now I'm there and there's no bread.
Mm.
How the fuck do you feel?
Yeah.
But my parents, they were supportive and they tried.
And all those friends gone.
Ntana Kalawo. Hey man, yang langa pandle mfeta uvule. No. Oh, uva ngang se chartin. Yang langa pandle uvule. No, ngse chartin. So wait. Oh, I ask ngang zokpele. Zokpele. I swear, true story. A lot of them. Because now they're thinking they're outside my gate. But it was rough.
Yeah.
And the worst thing is I lived on the hill and not cliff. So it was like people just wanted to be there.
Wow.
It was nice.
And this is the first time since UTV where you are not speech.
Yeah. It's the first time ever. Yeah, you're right. Ever since I got on, I I'm known, but I don't want to be known. Mm. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm praying for someone to not see me. When you get a scene.
And your parents were very receptive. They understood.
You see, the best thing I did for myself was when I got on TV, I carried on what I was doing every month, even when I left home. Every month, mangkhola ngiyadlali.
Okay.
So it was that thing of ekhaya bayangibona every time. Yeah, my mother didn't want you to umfakele imali, whatever. Like, she wanted you to come. Athatha ikhadi azenzela, kunikeza ikhadi lakho, and she feels like.
Mm.
Which was good. So when I went back home, it was like, I buya mtanam
ngiyabheda. Yeah.
And I was never too big for my parents or my brothers.
Andrews.
I think that's the best thing I did for myself.
You lost the car.
Car, first thing to go. Couple of savings, I still stayed. My mother knew that it was rough because I still stayed in Northcliffe. Gave me a call one time. What's the car? Ngiyabheda. And then the inside, I love Paiseko. And she's like, the more but if they don't see you, then they won't know whether you're doing well or what.
Yeah.
The worst time of my life turned out to be the best time of my
life. Yeah, isn't it weird?
Yeah.
In hindsight, right?
Because that's when I was at my lowest, and that's when I met my beautiful wife.
Wow.
An angel who was going to take me the way I was.
She met you when you had no job.
Yeah,
no job. We're going to keep.
Mfana. Yeah. I'm telling for she throw it.
Okay. With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See metrobytmobile.com.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.